welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2093, and it was recorded on Thursday the 2nd of January 2020. It seems amazing that we're now in a new decade. It's hello from your readers on part one of this week's. I am Ian Robertson and I'm with
Paddy Watkins.
And we will start by wishing everybody a very happy new year. That goes out to all our listeners. There was no Chatterbox last week as our recording day fell on Boxing Day, so we've had 2 weeks of newspapers to choose from. There's a heavy influence of Christmas items, as you can imagine, but we also have other news items about the city and some letters to the evening news, and also a feature which we hope will be of interest about the days when trams ran on Norwich streets.
Our first batch of news items has to be about the holiday period, so we'll hear about the Cathedral Festival service and carols at St. Peter Mancroft. There are gifts to children in hospital and a bumper number of hampers. Then it's on to the Boxing Day sales, as if people had not had enough of shopping. A programme of seasonal services and events has attracted hundreds of people to Norwich Cathedral over Christmas. The cathedral has organised festive concerts, processions, and has more planned throughout January. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, said, "It is wonderful to have so many people of all ages joining us in celebrating this very special time of year and enjoying a great variety of events here at the cathedral." The Tree of Remembrance will also remain outside in the hostry until Sunday, January the 5th, where people are invited to remember loved ones by placing a star on the tree. The cathedral has planned 2 free organ recitals in January, including the New Year's Day at 11 a.m. and on Sunday, January the 12th at 6 p.m. The Epiphany procession will take place at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday the 19th of January, and a performance from the Girl and Boy Choristers on Sunday, January the 26th, from 6:30 p.m.
A large congregation watched in delight as the stars of this year's Norwich Theatre Royal pantomime assembled for a special carol service. The cast of Cinderella joined Vicar the Reverend Edward Carter and the Right Reverend Graham Usher, Bishop of Norwich, at St. Peter Mancroft Church in Hay Hill to spread Christmas cheer to the hundreds packed into the pews. Viewers young and old were delighted by an hour of hymns, carols and readings following the vicar's welcome address. Highlights included a song from the Panto Babes and a contemplative speech from Joe Trassini, who played Buttons, on the loss of his grandfather. Cara Leanne Jones, who played Cinderella, captivated the congregation with her solo performance of O Holy Night, while the Wicked Sisters, actresses Amanda Henderson and Alex Dunmore, proved that they can be nice by singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Raucous applause rang round the church after every performance.
Every year, hundreds of people who would otherwise be spending Christmas Day alone gather in Norwich for a free hot meal. Open Christmas is organised by volunteers who give up their time ahead of and on the big day to spread the festive spirit and to make sure those living on the streets or who would go without a hot meal have company. But serving around 500 Christmas dinners is no mean feat and takes preparation, planning and a lot of chopping, which is where dozens of volunteers come in. Starting at 8 a.m. at City College Norwich on December the 23rd, volunteers peel, chop and prepare around 400 kilograms of potatoes, parsnips, carrots and Brussels sprouts ready for the big day. Aside from 400 kilograms of vegetables, on December the 25th, the team expect to serve around 100 kilograms of turkey, 1,000 pigs in blankets, 1,000 stuffing balls and 20 litres of gravy, as well as Christmas puddings with ice cream or cream and mince pies.
Dozens of bikers have dressed up as Father Christmas and delivered nearly 400 presents to children staying in a Norwich hospital. More than 30 bikers from the Wroxham-based club Notas took their motorcycles on a 20-mile trip to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to deliver hundreds of pounds of gifts to sick children. We are all dressed as Santa, and we have one club member who turned a trailer into a sleigh for his trike, Barry Dunning, the vice president of the club, said. We wanted to make sure the kids have presents on Christmas Day in the hospital, as obviously, depending on the situation, it might be the last thing parents are thinking of, and some people can't afford it. The club raised more than £300 in 2019 through the Rock Night at the Salhouse Lodge, donation points in Norwich pubs, and donations from members.
A Norwich-based charity has broken its own record by delivering its highest number of Christmas hampers to people and families in need. Future Projects, a charity which provides education and training to adults and children in disadvantaged communities, works every year to deliver essentials to families in the festive season. Last year saw a record number of recipients, 110, but this year have managed to send out a new best of 126 hampers. About 260 people will benefit. Future Projects Chief Executive Daniel Childerhouse said, in an ideal world, we wouldn't need to send out hampers to families at Christmas. But unfortunately, we are seeing more and more people in dire need of support at this time of the year.
Shoppers eager for a Boxing Day bargain queued outside some of the major high street stores before 9 a.m, giving the region's retailers a welcome boost. In Norwich, people gathered outside stores like Marks and Spencer's and the clothing store Fat Face, both of which had half-price sales on. Meanwhile, shopping centre managers across Norfolk and Suffolk reported optimistic sales figures compared with the same time last year. With the Brexit uncertainty over and retailers offering more discounts, shoppers turned out in force in the high street in the run-up to Christmas, and many were choosing Boxing Day to leave their armchairs to pick up some more bargains. A spokesman for Norwich's Castle Quarter said, "There is a good buzz throughout the whole of the centre. Most of the shops are open and some are offering sales of up to 75% off. Car parks are filling up nicely and we predict this is going to be a really good start to Boxing Day for the Castle Quarter. People are out spending money and having a good time."